So Lou Fry, I understand that there was a questionnaire that you had to fill out in order to be considered for this position. Above and beyond your favorite color, what did they ask?
Oh, name, age, date of birth, family, kids, what clubs you belong to, were you a lobbyist or not? Had you written anything? Yeah, I've only written for about 20 years. And that most, it was, you know, I did one of the things I did. This is interesting. I left a couple things out in the questionnaire that were important on purpose. Why would I do that? Well, I wanted to see if anybody's really going to read the thing. And the answer is that I never got a call back. When I didn't get a call back 2 days before his selection, Dick, I said, that questionnaire went in the circular file and that. So I knew what the call was going to be about.
Just get a letter from dear resident.
Yeah.
Now, Dick Batchelor, the Democrats are already screaming cronyism over the fact that it was George Lemieux who was the former chief of staff to the governor. But apparently, I've noticed some Democrats, including yourself, frankly, are just wringing your hands as if, hooray, your ship has come in.
I have mixed emotions. One is I've said a lot of good things about Charlie Crist over the years and policy issues, but I would say this is the really, to be polite, the dumbest thing he's ever done. Frankly, the Democrats and the Republicans, again, keep in mind, this is an institution. This is the United States Senate. And even amongst Republicans, they're going to see it as strictly something that's politically expedient. But the Democrats, who are in, still have the majority, the vast majority in the Senate, are going to treat him, I think they're going to ignore him. I think that anything he tries to do, he might not, most likely will not get done. So Charlie would like to take credit for anything he does do and kind of add it to his bona fides to run for the U.S. Senate. But I don't think he's going to get anything done.
Lou, your thoughts?
Well, it's made it difficult for poor George. I think it's tough going in there not knowing anything, but going in as Charlie's clone, if you will, which means the Democrats are going to look at anything he does vis-a-vis the Senate race in 2010. So if he does something good, that's going to redound to Charlie running for the Senate. If he doesn't do something good, it's going to be negative. Now, gee whiz, what do you think the Democrats are going to do? They're really going to be fair, and they're going to push him out and give him all sort of wonderful legislation because, mm-hmm. you know, they just love him and they love Charlie. Yeah, come on.
Now, nothing in the world of politics happens accidentally. Now, I was wondering the fact that Mr. Crist went with Lemieux. Is he looking for somebody who's not going to get delusions of grandeur and decide to run?
No. There is no question that anybody he talked to was not going to run. I told him that I had a very simple fail-safe if he had any thought besides my word that I wasn't going to do it. I said, my wife. the only way I would be able to run for the Senate would be from a casket. And I'm not worried about Charlie. I'm worried about my wife. That was not even an issue. Shouldn't have been an issue.
So let me throw this out to both of you. Dick, we'll start with you. Mr. Lemieux comes out. The very first thing he says in front of the cameras, I am pro-life, I am pro-gun, I am pro-family. I'm smelling a litmus test here. What do you think?
Yeah, he's prolonging 1 year experience in the U.S. Senate. I mean, you know, he and Charlie's very astute politically. It took him a while to grasp, but he's very astute politically. He's very polished. George will not say anything that's not been signed off by the next candidate for United States Senate, Charlie Crist. That's just the way it is. I mean, he could be like Pepe Le Pew, or it could be like Charlie McCarthy. He's just going to have to get a sign-off from Charlie Crist's campaign team as to what he can say on the floor of the United States Senate. That's the embarrassment part of this whole process.
Lou, last thoughts.
I'm just grateful for the governor to considering me and looking at my what I've done over a period of time, and I was hopeful that all the years that I've done and worked in that would be sufficient. They weren't, and so I wish George Lemieux and Governor Crist all the best.
You heard from Dick Batchelor, former State House member with Dick Batchelor Management Group, and Lou Fry, former member of Congress with Lowndes, Drozdik, Doster, Cantor, and Reed.